Next Chapter Podcasts.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts presents the Play On Podcast series, Love's Labor's Lost. Episode 4. Proceed, sweet Cupid. For the best listening experience, be sure to use headphones or earbuds. And remember, vows are but breath.
Good costume, go with me, lady. God save your life.
I'm with you, my girl.
Lady Holofernes, you have done this in the fear of God, very religiously. And as a certain father says...
Lady, tell me not of the father. I do fear a trunk full of wit. But to return to the verses, did they please you, Lady Nathaniel?
A marvelous penmanship.
I do dine today at the father's of a certain pupil of mine, where if, before the meal, it shall please you to gratify the table with a grace, I will, on my privilege I have with the parents of the foresaid child or pupil, undertake your welcome, where I will prove those verses to be very unlearned, neither savoring of poetry, wit, nor invention. I seek your society.
And thank you, too. For society, says the text, is the happiness of life.
And certainly the text most infallibly concludes it. Dull, I do invite you, too. You shall not say no to me. Away! The gentlefolk are at their game, and we will to our recreation.
The king is hunting a deer while I am killing myself. They have pitched a toil, and I toiling in a pitch. Pitch that defiles. Defile. Foul word. Ugh, stop it with this sorrow, Barone. Sorrow is what the fool says, and thus I, being in sorrow, am the fool. Well proved, wit. By the Lord, this love of mine is as mad as a fox. It kills sheep. It kills me. I, a sheep. Well, here goes my wit again. I will not love. If I do, hang me. In faith, I will not. Oh, but her eye. By this light, but for her eye, I would not love her. Yes, for her two eyes. Well, I do nothing in the world but lie, and lie in my throat. By heaven, I do love. And it has taught me to rhyme and to be melancholy. And here is part of my rhyme, and here my melancholy. Well, she has one of my sonnets already. The fool bore it, the clown sent it, and the lady has it. Sweet clown, sweeter fool, sweetest lady. By the world, I would not care if the other were in this room to watch. Oh. Here comes one with a paper. God give him grace to groan.
Good grief!
By heaven, the king's been shot. Oh. Proceed, sweet Cupid. You struck him with your golden arrow under his left breast. Now I wait to hear him spill his secrets.
Just read it. Okay, okay. So sweet a kiss, the golden sun gives note to those fresh morning drops upon the rose, as your eye beams when their fresh rays have smote the night of dew that on my cheek down goes. That night of dew that on my cheeks down flows, yes. Nor shines the silver moon one half so bright through the transparent bosom of the deep as does your face. Through the tears of mine, give light. Your face shines in every tear that I weep, each drop but as a carriage holding me. Holding thee. Each drop but as a carriage holding thee. So must you rejoice in my awful woe, and behold the tears that swell in me. Your glory through my grief will show. If you keep your love to yourself, then keep my tears in glasses and make me weep. Oh, Queen of Queens, how far dost thou excel? No thought can think, nor tongue of mortal tell. And how shall she know my griefs? Now I'll drop this paper. Sweet page, confess my folly. Oh, who comes here? What? Longueville? And reading. Listen, ear.
Ooh, now in your likeness one more fool appear.
Oh, why me? I am forsworn.
Why, he comes in like a liar wearing papers.
In love, I hope. Sweet fellowship and shame.
One drunkard loves another of the name.
Am I the first to break my holy oath?
Oh, I could put him out of his misery. He is the third, the poor three-cornered cap of shame. The shape of love's gallows that hang up simplicity.
I fear these stubborn lines lack power to move. Oh, sweet Maria, empress of my love. These numbers will I tear. And write in prose.
Oh, rhymes are poking through this fellow's hose. Disfigure not his parts.
This same shall go.
Did not the heavenly rhetoric of your eye, against whom the world can't hold argument, persuade my heart to this false, filthy lie? Broken vows for you deserve not punishment. A woman I swore off, but I will prove, you being a goddess, I forswore not thee. My vow was earthly, yours a heavenly love. Your grace being gained cures all disgrace in me. Vows are but breath, and breath a vapor is. Then you, fair sun, which on my earth does shine, dissolve this vapor vow, in you it is. If broken, then, it is no fault of mine. If broke by me, what fool is not so wise to lose an oath to win a paradise?
Ooh, this is the lover's strain which makes flesh a deity, a strumpet queen to reign, pure, pure idolatry. God amend us, God amend, we are much out of the way.
By whom shall I send this? Company. Stay.
What? All hid in old infant play. Like a demigod, here I sit in the sky, and wretched fools' secrets heedfully aye. More lies to find. Oh, heavens, I have my wish. Domain transformed. Four woodpeckers in a dish.
Ah, almost divine Kate.
Oh, most noble idiot.
By heaven, the wonder of a mortal eye.
By earth, she's not. She's basic. There you lie.
Her amber hairs for foul has amber quoted.
An amber-colored raven was well noted.
As upright as the cedar.
Stoop, I say, her shoulder is with child.
As fair as day.
As some days, but then no sun must shine.
Oh, that I had my wish.
And I had mine.
And I mine too, good lord.
Amen, so I had mine. Is not that a good word?
I would forget her, but a fever she reigns in my blood and will remembered be.
A fever in his blood? Why, then incision would let her out in saucers. Ah, sweet resolution.
Once more, I'll read the ode that I penned.
Once more, I'll mark how love can wit attend.
On a day, alack the day, love whose month is ever May, spied a blossom passing fair, playing in the wanton air. Through the velvet leaves, the wind all unseen can passage find, that the lover, sick to death, wish himself the heaven's breath. Air, says he, your cheeks may blow. Air, would I might triumph so. But alack, my hand is sworn never to pluck you from your thorn. Vow alack, for youth unmeet, youth so right to pluck a sweet. Do not call it sin in me that I am forsworn for thee. Thou for whom Jove would swear Juno but an Ethiop were, and deny himself for Jove, turning mortal for thy love. And something else more plain, that shall express my true love's fasting pain. Oh, would the king, Barone, and Longueville were lovers too, ill to example ill, would from my forehead wipe a lying note, for none offend where all alike do dote.
Doomane!
Longueville,
Your love is far from charity that in love's grief desires society.
No, you
may look pale, but I should blush, I know, to be overheard and taken napping, sir.
Come, sir. Oh,
my king.
You blush. But as his, your case is such, you chided him, offending twice as much. You do not love Maria.
But
Longueville did never for her sake sonnet compile, nor never lay his wreathed arms upon his loving bosom to keep down his heart. Yes, I have been closely shrouded in this bush and marked you both, and both your man's eye push. I heard your guilty rhymes, observed your fashion, saw sighs reek from you, noted well your passion. Why me, says one. Oh, Jove, the other cries. One, her hairs were gold, crystal, the other's eyes. You would for paradise break faith and troth.
No.
Jove, for your love, would infringe an oath.
I did not.
Oh, what will Barone say when that he shall hear faith infringe with such zeal did swear?
No, I...
How will he scorn? How will he spend his wit? How will he triumph? He will leap and laugh at it. For all the wealth that ever I did see, I would not have him know so much by me.
Now step I forth to whip hypocrisy. Ah, my good liege. I pray thee pardon me. Good heart, what grace do you have to reprove these worms for loving that are most in love? Uh-huh. Your eyes do make no coaches. In your tears there is no certain princess that appears. You'll not be perjured, 'tis a hateful thing. Tush! None but minstrels like of sonneting. But are you not ashamed? Nay, are you not all three of you to be thus much overshot?
Oh, great.
All three of us?
You found his flaw, the king your flaw did see, but I, a beam, do find in each of three. Oh, what a scene of foolery I have seen, of sighs, of groans, of sorrow, and of spleen. Oh, me! With what strict patience have I sat to see a king transformed to a gnat?
Hey!
To see great Hercules whipping a gig, and profound Solomon to tune a jig, and Nestor play at pushpins with the boys,
Barone.
And critic Timon laugh at idle toys. Where lies your shame? Oh, tell me, good Dumaine, and what gentle Longueville, where lies thy pain? And where, my kings, all about the breast?
Now.
A candle, ho!
Too bitter is your jest. Are we betrayed thus by your scornful view?
Not you to me, but I betrayed by you. Huh? I that am honest. I that hold it a sin to break the vow I am so promised in. I am betrayed by keeping company with men like you, men of inconstancy. When shall you see me write a thing in rhyme, or groan for Joan, or spend a minute's time in preening me? When shall you hear that I will praise a hand, a foot, a face, an eye, a gait, a state, a brow, a breast, a waist, a leg, a limb? Well,
adieu.
Halt! Why walk away so fast? A true man wouldn't need to gallop so.
I post from love. Good lover, let me go.
God bless the king.
What present have you there?
Some certain treason.
What makes treason here?
No, it makes nothing, sir.
Oh, if it mar nothing neither, the treason in you go in peace away together.
Oh, please, your grace, let this letter be read.
Our person questions it. It was treason, he said.
Barone, read it over. Who gave it to you?
Costard.
Where did you find it?
From Dun Adramadio. Dun Adramadio.
Don't need to read that. Where? Nothing to see.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's wrong with you? Why did you tear it?
A toy, my liege, a toy. Your grace needs not fear it.
It did move him to passion, and therefore let's hear it.
It is Barone's writing, and here is his name.
I'm just a messenger. Wait. You said...
Corson Peckerhead, you were born to do me shame. Oh, guilty, my lord, guilty. I confess.
Guilty of what? What are you confessing to?
That you three fools lacked this fool to make up the mess. He, and you, my liege, and I are turtle doves in love, and we deserve to die. Go dismiss this audience, and I shall tell you more.
Now the number is even.
True. We are four. Will these eyesores be gone?
Hence, fools away.
Walk aside the true folk, and let the traitors stay.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Hi, this is Sally Kate Holmes, Managing Director of Next Chapter Podcasts, here to tell you about a pretty cool new offering from our friends at Apollo Podcasts. You can now find the Play On Podcasts on Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio fiction creators such as us. You can listen ad-free, early access to exclusives, behind-the-scenes supercuts, and more on Apollo Plus. On top of all that, 70% of the revenue on Apollo Plus goes directly to creators. Join Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com.
Sweet lords, sweet lovers, let us embrace. As true we are as flesh and blood can be, the sea will ebb and flow, heaven show his face. Young blood doth not obey an old decree. We cannot change the cause why we are born. Therefore, all hands must be forsworn.
What, did these torn lines show some love of thine?
Did they, you ask? Who sees not heavenly Rosaline? And like a man of rude, savage design, at the first conquest of the gorgeous East, bows not his slavish head, and struck and blind, kisses the base ground with obedient breast? What unblinking eagle-sided eye dares look upon the heaven of her brow that is not blinded by her majesty?
What zeal! What fury hath inspired thee now? My love, her mistress, is a gracious moon. She, an attending star, scarcely seems bright.
I'll prove her fair, or talk till doomsday here.
Well, no devil will fright thee then so much as she.
I never knew man hold vile stuff so dear.
Look, here's your love. My foot... and her face, see?
Yes. if the streets were paved with thine eyes, her feet were much too dainty for such tread.
Vile then, as she goes, that flower lies, the streets should see as she walked overhead.
But what of this? Are we not all in love?
Oh, nothing so sure, and thereby all forsworn.
Then leave this chat, and good Barone, now prove our loving lawful, and our faith not torn.
Yes, indeed, there. Some flattery for this evil.
Oh, some authority how to proceed. Some tricks, some logic how to cheat the devil.
Some salve for perjury.
Oh, it is more than need. Have at you then, affections, men-at-arms. Consider what you first did swear unto, to fast, to study, and to see no woman. Flat treason against our kingly state of youth. Men, can you fast? Your stomachs are too young, and abstinence engenders sickly woes. Oh, we have made a vow to study, lords, and in that vow we have forsworn our books. For when would you, my liege, or you, in heavy contemplation, have found out such fiery verses as the prompting eyes of beauty's daughters have enriched you with? Academics are just kept in the brain, and therefore finding dull practitioners scarce show a harvest of their heavy toil. But love, first learned in a lady's eyes, lives not alone walled up in the brain, but with the strength of all the elements, rushes as swift as thought in every sense, and gives to every sense a double sense above their functions and their offices. It adds a precious seeing to the eye. A lover's eyes will gaze an eagle blind. A lover's ear will hear the lowest sound when thieves creep through the house with silken foot. Love's feeling is more soft and sensible than tender belly of the nightingale. Love's tongue proves dainty Dionysus gross in taste. For valor, is not love a Hercules still climbing trees in the dainty breeze? Subtle as Sphinx, as sweet and musical as bright Apollo's lute strung with his hair. Oh, and when love speaks, oh, the voice of all the gods make heaven drowsy with the harmony. Never dares poet touch a pen to write until his ink were tempered with love's sighs. Oh, then his lines would ravish savage ears and plant in tyrants mild humility. From women's eyes this doctrine I derive, for they sparkle like the Promethean fire. They are the books, the arts, the academes that show, contain, and nourish all the world, else nothing, none at all, proves excellent. Then fools you were, these women to forswear, or keeping what is sworn, you will prove fools. For wisdom's sake, a word that all men love, or for love's sake, a word that loves all men, or for men's sake, the poets of these women, or for women's sake, by whom we men are men. Let us once lose our oaths to find ourselves, or else we lose ourselves to keep our oaths. It is religion to be thus forsworn, for charity itself fulfills the law. And who can sever love from charity?
Saint Cupid, then, and soldiers to the field!
Advance your standards and upon them, lords. Take arms, down with them. But be first advised in conflict that you get the sons of them.
Now to plain dealing. Lay these word games by. Shall we resolve to woo these girls of France?
And win them too. Therefore, let us devise some entertainment for them in their tents.
First, from the park, let us conduct them thither. Then homeward, every man attach the hand of his fair mistress. In the afternoon, we will with some strange pastime amuse them, such as the shortness of the time can shape. For revels, dances, masks, and merry hours forerun fair love, strewing her way with flowers.
Away, away! No time shall be omitted that will be time, and may by us be fitted.
Go on! Go on! Sowed metal reaped no corn, and justice always whirls in equal measure. Crude wenches may prove plagues to men forsworn. If so, our deserts are no better treasure.
The Play On podcast series, Love's Labor's Lost, was written by William Shakespeare and translated into modern English verse by Josh Wilder. Each episode was directed by Nelson T. Eusebio III. The cast is as follows. Russell G. Jones as the King of Navarre and the Forester. Matthew Elijah Webb as Barone. Ashley Bryant as the Princess and Jacquinetta. Tiffany Rochelle Stewart as Rosaline. Tanya Pinkins as Maria, Holofernes, and Himes. Sean Randall as Costard and Domain. Brandon Jones as Don Adriano de Armado and Longaville. Walter Coppage as Moth, Boyette, Dull, and Markaday. Sarita Covington as Lady Nathaniel and Catherine. Casting by the Telsey Office. Karen Castle, CSA, and Ada Karamanian. Voice and text coach, Julie Foe. Episode scripts were adapted and produced by Catherine Eaton. Original music and sound design by Lindsay Jones. Sound engineering by Sadaharu Yagi. Mix engineer and dialogue editor, Larry Walsh. Podcast mastering by Greg Cortez at New Monkey Studio. Coordinating producer, Transcend Streaming, Kira Bowie and Liana Keys. Executive producer, Michael Goodfriend. The managing director of business operations and partnerships at Next Chapter Podcasts is Sally Cade Holmes. The Play On podcast series, Love's Labor's Lost, is produced by Next Chapter Podcasts and is made possible by the generous support of the HITS Foundation. Visit ncpodcasts.com for more about the Play On podcast series. Visit playonshakespeare.org for more about Play On Shakespeare. Subscribe to Play On Premium on Apollo Plus for ad-free episodes and join our Patreon for exclusive merchandise and early commercial-free releases. Go to playonpodcast.com for our bonus content, where you'll find interviews with the artists, producers, and engineers who brought it all to life. And remember, vows are but breath.
Join Play On Premium to get merch like t-shirts, hoodies, and coffee mugs, ad-free episodes, and bonus content video featuring interviews with the actors, producers, playwrights, and directors who brought it all to life. Go to ncpodcasts.com and subscribe to Play On Premium to support the art and the artists.
Next Chapter Podcasts.